Let's go to Esther in Texas. Esther, good morning. How are you feeling?
Pretty good this morning. Thank you.
Well, tell me what's going on.
Well, it's kind of somewhat of a long story, I suppose, but my husband and
we don't have a lot of time for a long story, Esther, so let me get right to the guts because I don't want to lose you.
No, that's fine. So we were caring for my grandfather for the past 5 months, not my biological grandfather, just someone who came into my life when I was a young kid, and he was 90. He just passed away. And he had a little bit of cash reserves, which, you know, we had ended up using for, you know, his care. And now that he's passed, and we were also investigated by APS because the family, you know, wanted to, I guess, make sure we weren't abusing him, which we weren't. And they, you know, they said everything was okay. But now the family wants to sue us. And they're in another state. And I was just wondering what your experience has been with, I mean, if we were already investigated and the case is closed, is there any way for them to continue to pursue us?
Well, they can always pursue you. The question is, are you protected? Who called APS?
It was the daughter.
All right. So why was the daughter not taking care of this individual?
Well, he was estranged from his daughter for quite some time. And
now she wants his money.
Correct. And I mean, he used it. I mean, we use it for his care. And
do you have receipts for everything?
No.
And so you can't show where that money went.
Correct.
So what did you use it on?
On 24-hour care. Because I work, and my husband.
Well, who was providing the 24-hour care? A service, or a nurse, or somebody?
Yeah, we had various people. I mean, he was a very difficult person because he was always.
Well, I mean, did you? How did you pay those people? How did you pay those people?
With
cash.
With his money.
No. Did you write a check, or did you do cash, or what?
I think it was my cash. My husband was the one taking care of the finances.
Wait a minute. You were paying 24-hour care with cash. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Okay. You got two problems. One of them is that you have no record of what you did with this money. And the second problem is you paid people with cash that needed to be paid with a check or something to track it to provide a 1099, you know, the payroll tax, all that kind of stuff. So this woman can come after you, and you guys have really no way of being able to show what you did with the money. And it's always about the money and follow the money. You've heard those phrases before. So what you and your husband are going to have to probably do is go back and account for every dime of that. And that's going to take a lot of work on your part, but you're going to have to do it. You obviously let the money just kind of filter out through cash, and you have no record of it. You're going to have to do some detective work on that, and you're probably going to need some good legal counsel on this, and maybe even a good CPA. I'm sorry, but you are at risk, and you are vulnerable for this. If you can't show that you spent his money properly, and instead you just said, well, we paid cash for everything, that's going to be a little bit challenging for you to be able to stand up. Even if this daughter is way out of bounds and you were doing the work and you were taking care of it, it's still his daughter. And you guys went through his money and you don't have anything to show for it on paper. So go back and see if you can find any receipts and put them all together as much as you possibly can. Do some forensic work. This daughter may be just a real jerk, but you know what? The court's going to see it a different way, I'm afraid. But get some good counsel on that one before you go any further. But start doing some forensic work on that, okay? This is Hope for the Caregiver. This is Peter Rosenberger. I've got to go. We're out of time. HopeForTheCaregiver.com for more information and the podcast and the books and everything else we do. Be a part of what we're doing. HopeForTheCaregiver.com. We'll see you next week.